here. It is December the 18th. Yeah, it's been a long time since I have spoken on this podcast. And actually, the last time I spoke on the podcast, my brother had just passed away. And so that's been about 6 weeks now. And now I'm speaking because, today he would have been 60. That's right. Today is his birthday. And needless to say, my mom, she had a rough day today. So I spoke with her for a bit. And she told me she was making his favorite dinner, you know, in his honor, since it was going to be his 60th birthday. I can't believe he didn't see 60. I'm still kind of, you know, not in denial, but I just, yeah, my baby brother, he passed away due to mesothelioma, and it was pretty quick. Once, you know, it was determined what his problem was. I mean, he did. He went into the hospital because he had a stomach ache, and he thought he had the flu or appendicitis or something of that nature. And the doctor told him, well, good news is it's not the flu. Bad news is you got mesothelioma and less than 6 months to live. And then 6 months became 3 months, and then 3 months, you know, became like 3 days. So, it went pretty quick once he, I guess, found out that he didn't have much time left to live. So, Okay, so today he would have been 60. And let's see. What else is happening? December the 18th. It's a week before Christmas. So, you know, going through all the usual Christmas things that you're doing, I'm doing, everybody else is doing, you know, just prepping for Christmas. And see, the weather's been crappy, so, you know, it's just cold. I hate the winter. I am not a winter person. I am no snow bunny. No. I hate the winter. I don't like the cold. I just don't. And here it's been raining and then windy and now more rain's coming and it's supposedly, I guess, going to rain on Christmas at this rate. So we'll see if it happens. But at this point, yeah, that's the forecast. And let's see, my son just had all his wisdom teeth pulled yesterday. He's 26. He seems to be doing okay with it, though. But yeah, that's, you know, just the wisdom teeth thing. I don't know. I still have my wisdom teeth. You know, the dentist kept telling me, you got to pull them. You got to pull them. You got to pull them. And I never had them pulled. So there you have it. I still got my wisdom teeth. I don't have any other teeth, but I got my wisdom teeth. And let's see. What else is happening today? Oh, yeah. Trump. I guess was impeached, or the House voted to impeach Trump. And it just, you know, I can't go there. I voted for Trump, and I'm going to vote for him again in 2020, I'm sure. But I find it just strange that it's so close to Christmas and all these people that hate him so much. And I'm still trying to figure out why people hate him, because, you know, he's done nothing to anybody. He hasn't hurt a soul, and he's done a lot of good things. But okay, you know, if you didn't vote for Trump, that's fine. I just don't understand the need to impeach him, because I don't see where he's done anything wrong or anything illegal or just, you know, anything to warrant his being impeached. But that's okay, you know. I guess everybody else that wants him impeached, they're happy. And, well, I, I, I really don't think that the Senate will vote to have him impeached. I don't think that's going to happen. I think, you know, no matter what, he's still going to stay in office. And I got a feeling come 2020, everybody's going to vote for him. So there you have that. And, well, even if they don't, everybody that voted to impeach this man so close to Christmas when he's done absolutely nothing wrong, hasn't hurt a soul, you know, if I were them, I would definitely, you know, be a little concerned come Passover time, because it's just a little ironic that all of this has taken place just before Christmas. It really is. And, everybody's so happy, or at least, I guess, the Democrats are happy. I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, I'm what is known as an independent, because, you know, I'm a, what do you call, I vote for the person I want to vote for. I don't really side with any particular political party. I just know who I wanted to vote for, and I definitely did not want to vote for Hillary Clinton. I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton the first time she ran either. I don't like Hillary Clinton, okay? That's all there is to it. I voted for Trump. I like Trump. I think he's got a good heart. I think he's a good person. Like I said, I don't see anything he's done wrong that everybody's so up in arms and has all these, it's like all the Trump haters, the never Trumpers, I guess is what they're called. They all seem to think that he's done something really horrendous, but I don't see anything horrendous that he's done. I just don't. But okay, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion about whoever. But, you know, I'm not going after people who voted for Hillary Clinton. I don't understand why those of us who voted for Trump, why we have to get a lot of anger and hostility directed towards us, because we voted for Trump. Yeah, Merry Christmas, huh? it's Christmas time, and I think all those people that are just being so negative towards the president, that, you know, sacrilegious to say the least, they really, truly are not showing any form of Christmas spirit at all. Okay, so I guess I'm done rambling on Anchor for now, but I will definitely be rambling again soon. No doubt. You know, Anchor is like almost like my therapist, I would have to say, because it allows me the opportunity to just say what I'm thinking when I'm thinking it. So, yeah, do check back, okay? And until then, bye for now. Thanks for listening to me ramble.